Shalom Aleichem to his friends, this year should be a schus. For more of your rabbi, for Fushleimer, for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Zibukav and Makarov, Chana Reza, Pasmir and Rivka, Leida Kali Yelid Bar Vishalim, Ramachi Var Vishasagida, Rikhus Yamim, Vishanim Tovos. The Mishnah says in Mabav Mitzia and Daf Bezim and Aleph that if two people find a Mitzia and one person says the whole thing is mine and the other one says half is mine, the first person takes a Shvua that he has no less than 3/4, the second person takes a Shvua he has no less than 1/4, and they each take their portions. Tosfos asks, why does the person who says that he has half get anything? We should say, Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Because the one who says Kula Shali, he definitely has half. And the one who says Chetzi Shali might have nothing. So we should give the one who says Kula Shali the whole thing, just like we find in Yevam Islam Chesamid Aleph, that if you have a woman whose husband died, and then she married his brother, and then 7 months later she gave birth to a baby, and you don't know if the baby is 7 months from the second husband or 9 months from the first husband, and if it's from the second husband, then he's not if it's from the second husband then he's not Yoresh, but if it's from the first husband he is Yoresh, because then he's been called Aviv. If he's from the second husband, then he's just a grandchild who has a father. So we're mesupik about this child, what father he belongs to. He claims he belongs to the dead person and he gets half, and the Yavim said, no, you're my son, you get nothing. Right there it says that the Yavim is a Vadai and the Safik is a Safik, and Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Let's say the same thing here. He's a Vadai, the person who says I have half, and the other one's a Safik. Let the Safik get nothing, Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Tosfos answers, no. By Yavam, there is a Vadai Yoresh. And the Safik can't be Motzi Momon Mi Safik. But here, just because he's Zoche in half, doesn't mean he's being Zoche in the whole thing. If I'm being Zoche in half an object, what does that tell me about the second half? He's only a Vadai in half. So the Nachlas David doesn't really understand what Tosfos is answering. If you look at the actual Zechiyah, so in both cases they're the same. In the case of the Metziah, one person was only Zoche Vadei Rechetzi. And in the case of Yibum, the Yavam is only being Vadei Yoresh Chetzi. That leaves the other half for the other person in both cases. That's if you're talking about Zechiyah. And if you're talking about the Siba, then both should get the whole thing, because by Yibum, so he's definitely a the Yavam is definitely a son, so he has a Siba to get the whole thing. And by Metziah also, the person who picked up half is definitely a Magbia, and that Hagbah allows him to take the whole thing, not just half. So we still want to understand the chiluk of Tosfos between a Safek Yavam. A Yavam who's only a Safek Yoresh, where he gets the whole thing, even though we only know he has a Vadei and the Chetzi. And a Magbia, who is a Safek Magbia in the second half, he only gets half, because the fact that we know he has the first half doesn't tell us anything about the second half. Why in the Metziah case does he only get half? And in the Yerusha case, he gets the whole thing. So there's a big yisod of Reb Chaim in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Ches, Halacha Dalet, in his Chedushim al Rambam. And this teretz is based on the Sefer Shiur Yuna Talmud of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzel. Reb Chaim says that there are really two aspects to Yerusha. One is the Etzem Yerusha, and the second part is the Chalos Kinyan. So once somebody is a Yoresh, they're Yoresh the whole thing. The only thing is, when it comes to chalos kinyan, if there are other people there, if there are other brothers, you can't get the whole thing, because each one's ma'akev on the other. But lin yerusha, one person is nichnas tachas ames, each person to get the whole thing. And the only thing is, lin zechia, which is the second part of yerusha, chalos din zechia, that's only everybody gets their portion. So based on this, we have a teretz to the kasha of the nachlas David. With respect to yerusha, the yavam has a vade chalos din yorish b'chol v'nechosim. He's nechmes tachas hames. So he gets the whole kit and caboodle. We know he's nechmes tachas hames. We know this yavam is his son. So therefore he's a vade. He's a vade yorish on all the nechosim. And then the other one tries to say, no, half of it isn't yours. So then he has to prove himself. But when it comes to Mitzia, the only chalos is on the chetzi. There's no chalos on the other half. The hagbah isn't a chalos, it's a sibah l'schias kol hachefetz. But it's no chalos on the whole thing. It's just a chalos on the half. The changes in halachic status is occurring to only half of the object. So he only gets half. Hashem can be Yerusha, a person who be'etzem as a Shem Yoresh, really gets the whole thing. The only thing is that there are other Yorishim, the Zechiyah before, they're ma'akev each other. You don't get the whole thing. But in our case, of the Yavam and the son, he's Vadei Yoresh. So that gives him rights to everything. Mashenkein, in the case of Mitziah, there he has no chalos din on the whole object. He's done half. However, this teretz is really only, it's totally in a machlokas rishonim. The Rosh and Yevamos in Perek Acholet and Simeches, in the Sugya of Ein Safek Motzei Midevadei, writes that a Yavam is considered Vadai if he is an Ach, and a Safek Ben is not Motzei Midevadei Ach. So if a Ben is normally Yorish before an Ach. But if you have a vaday och and a suffik ben, the suffik ben isn't yorish. And so writes the Ramban in this chedushim. That if you have a vaday och or a bas and a suffik ben, we say in the suffik motzi midei vaday. The Ritva argues lam zayin am beis dibar maschil sham v'adisnan, and he says that if you have a vaday och or a daughter and a suffik ben, we don't say in suffik motzi midei vaday. We don't say that the och or bas is vaday and the ben is suffik. Why? Because they are also sveikas. They're not ruin to be yorish b'makom ha-ben. So what's the sharish of their machlok? It's Rebbe Chanan in his Kovetz Aris and Simin Memos Me'os Ches explains that the machlok is as follows. If we say that the daughter has a din yorish b'makom ben, but through the zechi of the ben and the nechassim, the daughter has nothing left to yarshin, it emerges then that the son is mafkia from the daughter, and he's motzi mimena. What's roi la mikoch din yoresh yesh la? And ain safik motzi midei vadai, because here the bas is a vadai. She definitely has a din yoresh. And the son wants to be mafkia her from her din yoresh, that he can't do. So we consider the daughter Vadai. But if we say that B'makom Muktam Ein L'Amrucha Din Yoresh Klal, but let's say you say that if you have a son who's Muktam, the daughter is Mu'uchar, has no Din Yoresh at all. So you can't call the daughter a Vadai, B'makom Safik. Because the Safik is also on the daughter. Does the daughter have a Din Yoresh or not? Because if the suffix is really a son, and the daughter has no din yoresh, therefore the other Rishonim, the Ritva holds that a daughter is not considered a vada yoresh at all, because the son knocks her off from her din yerusha. Hashem came, the Rosh and the Ritva hold, the Rosh and the Ramban hold that the Mu'uchar has a din yoresh. Bevadai. Just the son, when he's zocha the nechasim, he knocks her off. He gets it first. But since he's only a suffik and she's a vadai, so she's she yarshins. He doesn't. And the Ritva says no. The Ritva says that if you have a vadai bas and a suffik son, maybe she's not even yoreshes at all, because of the suffik son might be the proper yoresh, and therefore they're both considered sfeikas. However, the Ritva says that Rashi agrees with him. B'chein yoram pirish Rashi. So Rashi holds like the Ritva that if a vadai achen a suffik ben, we don't say in suffik motzim midei vadai. And the Kovetz Aretz and Osmem, he proves from Rashi at the end of Hagozel Kamas, Kufches on the days, that Ema Uchor has a din yoresh b'mokom hamukta. So on one hand, Rashi's holding like the Ritva according to the Ritva. On the other hand, it doesn't seem that he's holding like the Ritva, because he holds that b'mokom muktam, Uchor has a din yoresh. The Ritva seems to say that he doesn't have a din yoresh. And therefore the Bas isn't considered a Yoreshes if there's a son. Rashi says that apparently she is. Yeshlam Uchor din yoresh b'mokom muktam. The later one, the Bas does have a din yoresh. So what's pshat then in Rashi? That he holds that if you have a vadei och and a suffik ben, we don't say in suffik motzei midei vadei. They're both sveikas. Why? The vadei och has a vadei din yoresh. So the answer is because Rashi holds that the reason by vadei bas for suffik ben we don't say in suffik motzei midei vadei is because Rashi holds that for ein suffik motzei midei vadei, you need a vadei chalos din. And it's not enough to have a vadei siba. And therefore, it is correct that also Rashi agrees that a daughter has a vadei din yoresh, meaning she has a vadei siba. There's a siba vadois that she should yarshin. However, there's no vadei chalos yerusha. Because if there's a son, the daughter doesn't have a chalos yerusha at all, she doesn't get anything. So for Rashi, it's not enough to have a siba, you need to have a chalos din. And therefore you're right, the daughter is definitely called a yoreshes, but there's no chalos din here, nothing changed. So memela, even though there's a siba that she should get the whole thing, if there's no chalos din, she's not considered a vadai, and therefore both she and the son are considered sveikas. However, the Ramban and the Rosh hold no. If for ein suffik motzi midei vadai, we require only a vadai siba. We don't need a vadai chalos din. And therefore, if you have a vadai bas and a suffik ben, the bas has a vadai din yoresh, so she has a vadai siba li yerusha, and we say in motzi suffik motzi midei vadai. That's the machlokas. Is a vadai siba enough, or do you need a chalos din? According to Rashi and the Ritva, so you need a vadei chalos din, not just a vadei siba. And since there's no chalos din, because if the son is really the correct son, the daughter is getting nothing. So we say they're both sveikas. And according to the Rush and the Ritva and the Ramban, no. All you need is a Siba. All you need is a Vadei Siba. And here you have a Vadei Siba for the whole Yerusha. But according to Rashi, you need a chalos din. And therefore, if you have a daughter and a son, there's no chalos din in the daughter. You can't call her a vadai. So our teretz that we were machalik in Tosfos, based on Reb Chaim, between the din Yerusha and the din Metzia, works very well according to Rashi and the Ritva. Why? Because we're talking here about a case of Avada Yavam, who's definitely a Yoresh. He's a Yavam and he's a Avada Yoresh. So he has a Chalos Din Yerusha. And he's a Chalos Din on the Gansa Yerusha, like we saw in Reb Chaim. That really, when you're a Yoresh, you're getting the whole thing. Your Chalos Din is on the whole thing. Just if we know that there are other children, they're Makiv, other sons, they're Makiv. There's a Vade Chalos Yerusha on all of the Nechasim. That's the way Yerusha works. If you're Yoresh, you're Vade on all of the Nechasim. Hashem came to Mitzia, there's no Chalos Echiyah B'chol Nechasim. When he lifts up the object, there's no chalos achi in all the nechasim, just in half. Aye, there's a vade siba, there's something that he did that couldn't cause him to get the whole thing. Hagbah, that's not enough. For ain't suffering multimide vade, a siba is not enough. We need a chalos din. And there's no chalos din on all the nechasim. On Yerusha, there's a chalos din on all the nechasim. So that chiluk of Tosfos, the way we're learning Tosfos, works very well according to Rashi and the Ritva. That you need a Vadei Chalos, and it's not enough to have a Vadei Siba. Hagabah is a Siba, to get the whole object, but it's not a Chalos Din on the whole object. Mimelis is Gornish, and he only gets half, and then he swears about the other quarter. Hashem came when it comes to the Yavam, where he's a Vadei Yoresh and all of the Nechasim, he's a Chalos Din Yoresh, and all of the Nechasim. And he's nichnas tachas ameis for everything. So then the other person has to prove otherwise. So he's considered a vadai in everything. So this yavam is considered a vadai, and then the son is only considered a suffix. And suffix will be vadai because here he's a chalos din. But according to the Ramban and the Rosh, that ain't suffix mide vadai is enough that if you have a vadai siba, in both cases you have a vadai siba. In the case of Yoresh, he's a Vadei Siba that can give him the whole Yerusha, that he's definitely called a Yoresh. And in the case of the Heilige Yoresh, in the case of the Heilige Metziah, so he has a Vadei Siba that he was Magbia. And this Hagbah could have earned him the whole Metziah. So in both cases, you have a Vadei Siba. So Nochamo, Kai Tzirik the Kasha, What's the chilek between Yerusha and Metziah? Why is Yerusha, we say Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei? But Metziah, we don't say Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. In both cases, there's a Vadei Siba for the whole thing. According to the Ramban and the Rosh, that's all you need, a Vadei Siba. And therefore, if you have a Safek daughter, if you have a daughter and a Safek son, she is a Vadei Siba for the whole Yerusha, so she. And the son's only a Safek, and Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. So it would appear that Hagbah is not a Siba mitzad Atzma to be Karna the Chayfetz. He's Lu Yitzuyer that if he would lift up the Chayfetz, he would do Hagbah, and he doesn't want to be Koneh, he's not Koneh. Hagbah is just a way to be Koneh the Chayfetz. It's an Ofen Eich Shiyiknes HaChayfetz. It's not like a Vadei Bas L'shitas HaRash and Ramban that we say in Safik Motim Midei Vadei. Because there, her Din Yoresh is a Siba Mitzad Atzma to be Yoresh Tinechasim. If she's a Yoresh, she gets Tinechasim. Never would say in Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Hashem came back Ba, which isn't a Siba Mamash L'Zechiyah B'Chefetz. It's just a way to be Kona B'Chefetz. But not necessarily. Lu Yitzuri, you would do Akba and not want to be Kona, you wouldn't be Kona. Not a Siba Atzmis to be Kona B'Chefetz. It's just one way. If he wants it to be done that way, it's done that way. You can't say that there's a Vadei Siba. And therefore, Lekulei Alma, we don't say in Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Because there's no real Siba. Yerusha, being called a Yoresh, that's a Siba to be Yoresh to Nechasim. But Hagba is not a Siba, an absolute Siba, to be Kohen of the Chayfet. If he doesn't want to be Kohen, he's not Kohen. Therefore, we don't say that he's a Vadai. According to this, everybody would properly answer the kasha of Nachal's David, who said in Yerusha there's no Vade Chalos Din on everything either. And in Metzia, there is a Siba to be Zoch on everything. So if you're going on the Siba, they both have a Siba to be Zoch on everything. And if you have a Chalos Din, there's no Chalos in the whole thing in either case. The answer is no, there's a Chiluk. In Yerusha, there's a Vade Chalos Din on the Gantz Yerusha. Once you have a shame yoresh, that's it. You get the whole thing. So this yavam is getting the whole yerusha, and the son is only a suffix. So that's a vaday siba. And the whole thing. Not only that, it's a vade chalos in the whole thing. Because once you're a yoresh, there's a chalos in the whole yerusha that goes to you. We saw in Reb Chaim. But by mitzia, not only is there not a chalos in the whole thing, there's not even a siba in the whole thing. Why is there not a siba in the zechiyah bakula? Because Hagbah doesn't necessarily acquire you the object. So therefore, all you get is half. If he definitely picked up half, he gets half. But on the whole thing, why should he get the whole thing? There's no change, and there's no chalos din here on the whole object. Not even a siba for the whole object. There's a great deal of Torah on this Tosfos. If you want more makoros, there are thousands, but if you look in the Otzer Mefarshei Talmud, page Nun Tes and Samach. It's always good to look in the Yotzer Mefarshei Talmud. In any event, we'll leave it here. We shall be zocha lomo du lalamed lishma v'lasa so the kind of called every son to also be a hava. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet.